The Story of a New Name, Eleanor Ferranti. I do it again now, in my imagination, as I begin to tell the story of her honeymoon, not only as she told it to me there on the landing, but as I read it later, in her notebooks. I had been unjust to her. I had wished to believe in an easy surrender on her part to be able to humiliate her, as I felt humiliated when Nino left the reception. I had wished to diminish her in order not to feel her loss. There she is, instead. The reception now over, shut up in the convertible, the blue hat, the pastel suit. Her eyes were burning with rage, and as soon as the car started, she blasted Stefano with the most intolerable words and phrases of our neighbourhood. He swallowed the insults in his usual way, with a faint smile, not saying a word. And finally, she was silent. But the silence didn't last. Lida started again calmly, but panting slightly. She told him she wouldn't stay in that car a minute longer, that it disgusted her to breathe the air he breathed, that she wanted to get out, immediately. Stefano saw the disgust in her face, yet he continued to drive, without saying anything, so she raised her voice again to make him stop. Then he pulled over, but when Lila tried to open the door, he grabbed her firmly by the wrist.